Today in Business from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
Today in Business from Wired. Brought to you by Quantic. Quantic's online MBA and executive MBA degree programs are designed mobile first with interactive micro lessons and individualized feedback every 8 seconds. Don't settle for old school slides and lectures. Engage with modern MBA and experience the future of education. Go to quantic.edu/wired for more. The Facebook and Amazon documents that captivated the hearing. Here's a look at how Mark Zuckerberg plotted the Instagram acquisition, plus inside Amazon's plan to take down diapers.com by Eve Snyder. The CEOs of four of the world's biggest tech companies gathered in the same WebEx room Wednesday for their first ever joint appearance before Congress. The most fascinating revelations of the 5-plus-hour hearing came not from their testimony, but from documents gathered by House investigators and released during the session. Committee members said the presentations, emails, and Facebook message exchanges showed how each of the so-called Big Four has used its power to crush smaller competitors and solidify its hold on our attention and our wallets. If someone came to me with an idea for a website or a web service today, I would tell them to run. Run as far away from the web as possible, said celebrity net worth founder Brian Werner about Google, which he accused of scraping his information and presenting it as its own. Launch a lawn care business or a dog grooming business, something Google can take away as soon as he or she is thriving. Here are a few of the most damaging documents. The Instagram chats. In February 2012, Matt Kohler, venture capitalist, Instagram board member, and former Facebook employee, shot Instagram co-founder Kevin Systrom a Facebook message to say Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg had expressed an interest in buying the photo-sharing app. "Will he go into destroy mode if I say no?" Systrom asked. Kohler replied, "Probably." This chat is one of several exchanges that shed light on the lead-up to Facebook's $1 billion purchase of Instagram in April 2012. In another thread, Zuckerberg and Facebook's then-CFO, David Ebersman, effectively outlined their strategy for buying booming startups like Instagram. Zuckerberg said his goal would be to neutralize competition and integrate their products into Facebook's larger operation. There are network effects around social products and an infinite number of different social mechanics to invent, the CEO wrote. Once someone wins at a specific mechanic, it's difficult for others to supplant them without doing something different. 18 minutes later, Zuckerberg sent a follow-up walking back his earlier note. "I didn't mean to imply that we'd be buying them to prevent them from competing with us." But the full array of messages suggests Zuckerberg's purchase of Instagram was motivated, at least in part, by his desire to quash a potential rival. In an email to an employee on the day the acquisition was announced, Zuckerberg wrote plainly, "We can likely always just buy any competitive startups." Facebook's dominance of social media. In public, Zuckerberg likes to play down Facebook's market position. In his prepared testimony, he said of the company, "We compete against the companies appearing at this hearing, plus many others that sell advertising and connect people." But documents suggest that Facebook executives present a different face to advertisers. One example, the opening slide of a 2012 presentation given by Facebook COO Sheryl Sandberg to the Vodafone Board of Directors. The chart shows that between 2008 and 2011, competition in the social media space became all but non-existent as Facebook rapidly usurped MySpace. By the end of 2011, Facebook accounted for 95% of social media use in the U.S. according to the chart. The industry consolidates as it matures, states the slide. Amazon and Diapers.com. It's hardly a secret that Amazon took aim at Diapers.com and its parent company, Quidsi, in 2010. In Brad Stone's 2013 book about Amazon, Quidsi executives claimed that Amazon used bots to track and undercut their prices. The newly released emails show just how pointed and strategic this operation was. In 2009, the Amazon VP, Doug Harrington, noted that Diapers.com was Amazon's number one short-term competitor and that we need to match pricing on these guys no matter what the cost. Which is, more or less, exactly what Amazon did. When Soap.com, an expansion of Diapers.com, was rolled out the next year, Amazon employees conferred again. We have already initiated a more aggressive plan to win against Diapers.com in the diaper and baby space, Harrington wrote. The plan included a free Prime offering for moms and the launch of a special Amazon Moms program. To the extent this plan undercuts the core diaper business for Diapers.com, it will slow the adoption of Soap.com. By the end of 2010, Quidsi caved and agreed to be acquired by Amazon. And by 2017, Amazon had shuttered the company. Like what you learned? Subscribe everywhere you listen to podcasts and get more business news at wired.com/business.